This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Boxing legend and businessman George Foreman died on Friday, sadly. Yeah. Friday, March 21st, at the age of 76, Foreman was a two-time world heavyweight champ and an Olympic gold medalist. But it was not until after his boxing career, after that, which has made him millions with, of course, his very famous George Foreman grills that sold worldwide. He was also a minister and an author and the proud father of 12 children. Of the 12 were five sons. He named them all George after him. All right. He didn't want anyone to feel any kind of certain way. He just said, we're going to all name everybody George. A statement from Foreman's family said that Foreman died surrounded by his loved ones. No cause of death was given. Our condolences, of course, go out to the family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Yeah, that was shocking. Shocking news. It was.
He lived in Houston for a long time.
For a very long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. The city is really, you know, people, community leaders, and of course, boxing fans and amateur boxing gyms and gyms all over the city. They are truly, you know.
Yeah, broken up about this.
Yeah, and paying respect and, you know, just honoring him and honoring his life and his legacy. And so, you know, Houston loves some George Foreman.
We love George.
A lot of people,
yes.
Didn't even know that, you know, before the grill, he was a boxer. You know what I'm saying? They just know him from the grill. Yeah.
It got me through college. I sure appreciate him. I didn't find out
either. That George Foreman grill.
Yeah. Boy, that grill. Boy, we had some times on that grill.
And what'd you make? Burgers?
Burgers.
Yep.
Sure you had the burgers?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Do you know who turned that down, don't you?
Who? Turned what down? The grill?
Turned down the grill.
Oh, yeah. Tommy.
Hulk Hogan turned that grill down.
You know what? Oh. You're right about that. I remember reading something about that a while ago. Yeah. Okay, well, George didn't.
Okay.
George was smarter than
that. George
yes,
that
you
deal.
Did.
Yeah. And then to talk about boxing, though. No, we don't have those boxes like George Foreman.
No.
Joe Frazier. Muhammad Ali, the legends. We don't have those.
That's when boxing
we don't have those kind
truly
of fights
boxing.
No,
we don't.
That's true.
We
that's
don't.
What I mean.
It was an event. Yeah. It was always an event. Always. Again, our condolences going out to the Foreman family, RIP, George Foreman. Moving on now to Kanye West, or Ye, of course, as he prefers to be called.
We're going from George to Ye?
Yeah. What a trend. That was a hard one right there. I feel you on that one, Tommy. but anyway, Ye has been on a tirade since last week. This time, he went after Beyonce and Jay-Z's children with disturbing posts about their children, calling one of Jay and Bae's twins mentally challenged. But he didn't use a politically correct term. The Carters, of course, did not respond to Ye's horrific post, but rumors from their camp started surfacing that they were going to sue Ye for defamation. Ye then deleted his messages about the children, but stayed on Beyonce and Jay-Z, blaming them for letting, quote, the Kardashians run all over him. What?
What they got to what? Do with
Jay? Yeah, they got nothing to do with Jay.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
I just don't understand, Kanye. I really, really don't. First, you loved Beyonce. We all know you had a crush on her first.
Yeah, we do. We do know that.
So you made the decision to marry Kim Kardashian. And so now the issue that you're having with your ex-wife and your kids, what does that have to do with Beyonce and Jay-Z?
And Jay-Z.
But when you send for people kids and you talk about people kids, that's a whole
it's terrible. Leave the kids
baby,
out
that's
of
a
it.
Whole nother level. That's
leave the kids out of it. Yeah, and let's be clear, I love me some Kim Kardashian too. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do. And finally, congrats to Miss Tina Knowles for being awarded the Mother of the Year Award by Billboard. Okay? Tina Knowles is the first woman to be recognized as Mother of the Year, and she will be honored at the Billboard Women in Music Awards this weekend. So congratulations to Miss Tina.
And I'm sure she's not happy with Kanye either.
Absolutely.
No,
these are her grandkids. Yeah,
she called them evil on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Knowles was saying karma is going to come back to Kanye. And Beyonce and Jay-Z, they're talking about suing him.
Yeah, they're talking about it.
Y'all know how we are as parents. You cannot talk about people's kids. Are you crazy?
I think LeBron James is showing y'all that.
Say it again, Junior.
I think LeBron, he didn't care about them cameras, that game, none of that. Just want to let you know now.
Keep my son's name out your mouth. I don't care what he does.
He stepped to Stephen A, didn't he? About that.
We got to get back to whooping ass. I told you, we have got to get back.
Especially about our kids.
That is your solution to everything. Yeah, and I love it this time for sure. So as far as this lawsuit goes, do you agree with them?
Yeah.
Jay-Z and Beyonce about suing Kanye.
I'm with the ass whooping first, Sharon. I'm with that.
Then sue him.
The suing is later. I need the right now effect. The right now. You talking about my child right now? We're gonna get this done right now.
Yeah. Immediately.
Always leave the kids out of it. I don't care what the grown people are going through. You leave the kids out of it. That's for sure. Speaking of Miss Tina Knowles, she's also set to release her memoir next month. It's titled Matriarch, and she will do a 9-city book tour that she's calling An Evening with Tina Knowles, Family and Friends. Congrats to Miss Tina for her Mother of the Year Award and for the release of her very first book.
All right, now.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Miss Tina.
Going on
and,
tour.
Yeah. She's going to talk about the book and Kanye. You can believe that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.